So our snippet series is sponsored by Dr. Robert and Judy Brookstein in memory of her mother, Moira's grandmother, Judith Goldsmith, Esther Bas Yaakov. We are up to the sentence in the first bracha of Birchas Kriya Shema. Tov Yatzar Kavod L'Shmo, Me'aros Nasan Tzivivos Uzo. Last time we defined the second clause, the second half of Me'aros Nasan Tzivivos Uzo, the two interpretations, the Me'aros, the luminaries, the stars, the moon, the sun, the constellations are Tzivivos, they're outside Uzo, either understood to mean the Rakia, as in Halalu Birkio Uzo, or that Hashem dispersed them all over the heavens, and Uzo means that is His strength, a reflection of His might. But going back to the first half, which I left for you to think about, what does it mean? Tov Yatzar Kavod L'Shmo. Where do you punctuate? How do you punctuate? Tov, good, Yatzar, He created, Kavod, honor, L'Shmo, for His name. We can translate each word separately, but when we try to string them together, it becomes complicated to understand exactly what it means. And there are many different definitions which are offered. One is, don't read it Tov Yatzar, that He created good, but rather instead of Tov, Bituvo Yatzar. In His goodness, He created Kavod, honor, or more accurately described as glory, Lishmo, for His name, Bituvo, which means to say that Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need our praise. He doesn't benefit from our praise. His ego is not inflated from our praise. At best, He tolerates our praise. He graciously granted us a world in which we have a license to see Him and acknowledge Him, be grateful to Him, and to praise Him. It's not for Him, it's for us. We are elevated, we are enriched, we are exalted when we live a life of transcendence, where we see more than just the here and now, when we find Hashem. So Bituvo, in His goodness, Yatzar, He created Kavod, the ability to honor Him, Lishmo, for His name. And where is the goodness? The goodness is not for Himself, the goodness is for us. Rav Avram ben Agra, the Gra's son, explains that Bituvo, Tov Yatzar rather, Tov is Hashem Himself. Tov Hashem Yatzar Kavod Lishmo. What does that mean? Tov Yatzar, Hashem gave us Tov. So he explains, that Ramcha writes this elaborately in Derech Hashem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Almighty, we don't know what this means. He's perfect, omnipotent, infinite. He has no needs. He's lacking nothing. So when you talk about why did Hashem create the world, which is far beyond the scope of a 6-minute sitter snippet, but why did Hashem create the world? If none of us were here, none of us would have missed not being created. So why create a world? And the Mekubalim, the Ramcha writes in Derech Achayim, in Derech Hashem, and others explain that Hashem, in the ultimate act of altruism and benevolence, the ultimate good, wanted to give Himself to us. Now true, we wouldn't have missed it if it wasn't here. And true, we can't describe Him as having had a need for it. And yet that's why it's the ultimate act of good. Any attempt to imitate God, any kind deed or benevolent deed that we do, is not entirely altruistic. We always get at least a little bit of kickback in knowing we did something good, even if no one knows about it. And then we just have the good feeling that we did something that no one knows about. But there's always laced some other layer that we get something in return. Only Hashem, and it's totally unrelatable to us, only Hashem could do a good in which there is zero, nothing, nada, gurnished in return. And the ultimate good Hashem could give is Himself. That's the ultimate good. So to create a world where we have access to Him, that is the ultimate good, it's the ultimate pleasure, it's the ultimate that we could experience. So that's how the son of the girl explains, Tov Yatzar, Kavod L'Shmo, that Tov means Hashem, who is the Tov. He gave us the ultimate good, which is Him, and that's Kavod L'Shmo. We have the ability to show Him Kavod. We have the ability to live our lives in a mission-driven way, to try to improve and repair His world, to try to fulfill the reason that we're here, to try to mold and shape the universe in His image. Kavod l'shmo, to do that for Him, and that is a tov. More rewarding than any physical pleasure or joy is the geshmak from being a yid, the geshmak from doing Torah and mitzvot, the geshmak from giving nachas ruach to Hashem, to know, just like when a person gives nachas to someone in a position of authority over them. So if your boss is proud of you, if your parents are proud of you, if whatever layer above you is proud of you, our human psychology was designed in such a way that we get great pleasure. The ultimate pleasure is knowing when we give Hashem Himself nachas. You felt like sleeping in, you got up, You were tempted to look at the thing and you didn't look at it. You were going to skip a bracha, you made a bracha. You were going to be stingy, but you gave the tzedakah. You did the chesed. When we give him nachas, that's the ultimate pleasure we can get. Tov yatzar, he created tov. He created good, namely a relationship with him. Kavod lishmo, when we can give him nachas, when we can give honor to his name, tov, that is the ultimate good and the ultimate goodness that we are capable of experiencing. Continue with a couple more explanations of this clause that hopefully now we're all thinking about a little bit more.